The topic of today's podcast is Step 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others.
Hi, I'm Jane, and I grew up in an alcoholic family, alcoholic sisters, father, and I was the perfect child. I had to be perfect, and that was a way of dealing with my pain. And I had a lot of anger and resentment for all the harm that was produced from the alcoholics that were unreliable, undependable, and messing up in their lives. So I was a good student. I was a successful one, and I judged, and I hated, and I felt hurt, and I put on the front that I loved everybody. But it wasn't until Al-Anon that I realized I had all that anger and resentment because I was successful in my business. I was a good parent. And Al-Anon helped me realize that, first of all, I didn't have to be perfect. And all the other, and my job wasn't judging everybody. It wasn't manipulating the alcoholics, mothering the alcoholics, managing the alcoholics, telling them what to do because I was so perfect. And that was a real eye-opener because I'm a counselor and my job is helping people. But I never have the best information for everybody. And I can only suggest and not advise and make recommendations, but it was hard to do it in my personal life. And I'm really glad that I was able to make amends to my father because he died a few years after I started in Al-Anon, and I had total forgiveness and compassion for him because he did what he could. My sister, and I'm a little choked up about this to this day, my sister is a recovered alcoholic, and we are best friends for the first time in my life. We work with my mother together. She's had a lot of health issues, and we support each other and talk through things together. And she has shown appreciation for what I did to help her recover in hospitalizing her when she was young and ready to end her life. And we have an understanding of what we grew up with, and we support each other. And we speak the same language because we both have been in Al-Anon. She's been in AA and Al-Anon. And last, my ex-husband, who I had labeled every label possible, I managed, manipulated, etc. He drank. I got angry. It recapitulated everything. It ended in a divorce. But because of my compassion I got from the program and my friends in the program and my sponsor, I am able to communicate with him now like never before. I'm able to accept him. You know, I'm able to love him in a way that I couldn't love, because before it was measured love. It was, you do this and I'll love you. You don't do this and I'll punish you. So the three, you know, very significant people in my life are the main people I have focused on my amends. I've spent years literally listening to all of it with my ex-husband. You know, you did this, you did that, and I was able to just listen and not defend for the first time in my life. And I have used it in my business. I've used it with my children. It's a daily practice. But being able to say I'm sorry was not something that came easily for me because I thought I was always right. And it's just a wonderful step. It's one of my favorite steps. And it's been life-changing, you know. Having humility goes along with this step for me, because unless we look at ourselves and realize we're not perfect, how can we start to realize we've done something that has hurt somebody and then make amends? So it's just a wonderful step, and it's been very important in my life. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Corey. For me, direct amends and step 9, when I actually started to make the direct amends to the people on my list, and I had more than one list, it was easy for me to make amends to people who I felt like I knew my part, and I was willing to accept my part in what I had done. The harder list for me was to my parents, because they, you know, I grew up in an alcoholic home, and part of my process was I didn't see how as a child or as a young adult that I had a part in my growing up. And what I realized is, and actually just not too long ago, had to make another amends to my stepmother. And what happened was I realized that my behavior towards them, even though their behavior wasn't perfect and sometimes even unacceptable, my behavior was also unacceptable. And as, you know, a teenager, sometimes I was pretty nasty. And so I had to actually make amends. And I started with forgiving myself and making amends to myself that what happened, yes, it wasn't my fault, but this was my part and this is what I played. This is the part I played in that. And this is, you know, these were my devious ways that I had. And so I made amends a while ago. And then, like I said, just recently, I'm having to go back and make amends. I just realized it like a week ago. And I have not gotten a hold of the person that I need to make amends to, but I am working on that. And that's a, 40-year-old resentment and something that needs to be taken care of before it's too late to take care of it. And so, even though it didn't come right away when I did my fourth or my ninth step a long time ago, I'm ready now. And God revealed that to me and gave me the willingness to see my part in that. And so for me, just, even if I don't know what the direct amends is going to be and I don't have to plan that out, I know that there will be an opportunity for me first to realize my part and then second to make that direct amends. And part of that with this person recently does have to do with the second half of that, because I can't make an amends for my brother and sister and their part. And I know that, although sometimes I want to do that. But the second part of that is, you know what, I don't know if it will injure them. And so I just need to take care of my stuff. And when they're ready and when it's time for them, they'll take care of theirs as well. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Johnny. And for me, the steps are in absolute order for a reason. Step 9 follows step 8, and step 8, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. And then so step 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. So I have to look at my motive. What is my motive for making the amends? And if I get that right, the amends will work. The amends is my taking responsibility for my part. It's not an apology. It's to get me right with God. Resentments cut me off from relationship with my higher power. And the amends are a way to get that back, to get that relationship. And so the other person's reaction is not as important as my motive for doing it. And all the amends that I have made, people have always been very loving, accepting, and grateful. I've not had any really bad reactions, but I don't do it for that, for their reaction, good or bad. I do it for me, and to get me right with God. You know, we close in my meeting. We close each meeting with the Lord's Prayer. And one of the lines in the Lord's Prayer is, "God, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." And so that's, to me, that's the amends. And it's, asking God to forgive my trespasses to the extent that I'm willing to forgive others. I have a real resentment with a brother, and I know that I need to make an amends. And because I have a part in it. And what's difficult for me is to... even in step 8 when I was making the list, the first thought was people that had harmed me. And that's not what it's about. It's to look at my part and the harm that I've done and to try to make that right, except when to do so would injure them or others. My father was an alcoholic, so I grew up in the disease. And both mom and dad are gone, have been for years. And so the living amends is the amends I can make to them, to be the best person I can today, to be that son that I know they would both be proud of, to be the husband, the father, the grandfather, all of those things that the God of my understanding, my higher power, would want me to be, that living amends, that changed behavior, you know, and a big part of that is step 9, taking responsibility for Johnny and, you know, and forgiving others. And I think that's probably all I had to say on step 9. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Pam. Made direct amends. In the beginning, I assumed that this was an apology. It was very helpful to have the guidance of a sponsor and some loving members in the groups that I attended regularly to help me figure out the difference in this concept. Also, accept when to injure them or others. I had to figure out that as well. Early in my recovery, when I started working through the steps and I started clearing away my wreckage of my past through the steps, I determined that I didn't want to do any damage to anybody else again. So I was very careful with that, and I worked with my sponsor very closely, and she was very helpful sorting that out so that I was able to make direct amends and take care of that wreckage of my past. A lot of these behaviors were learned, because I had grown up in an alcoholic home, and I just thought it was the way that things were supposed to be done. I didn't know there was a difference. And thank goodness that the people in this program, with their loving kindness, showed me the different ways. One thing I can say about making direct amends, I have to be sure of my motive in the beginning and make sure that I know that I am changing my behavior, that I'm not going to repeat the same mistakes again, if at all possible, because I want to mend my behavior. So by the time I get to step 9, I'm at least willing. I have some that in the beginning there was no way I'm going to make an amend or an apology or anything else to this person or that person. And then there were some that I thought, well, possibly. And then there were some that, well, I have no clue where they are now. I haven't seen them in 30 or 40 years, and I don't know. So my job was to become willing, and I did. And one at a time, those people would come into my life, and I got surprised a time or two. There was a person that I hadn't seen in about 40 years, and there they were. It was very surprising. And at the same time, I knew that I was willing, that I had worked through these steps, and that whatever my higher power had in store for this situation, that's the way it would be. So I did my part, and that's all I'm responsible for. I'm responsible for me. One of the lessons that I learned early on in the step process was that whatever list I made, my name needed to be at the top of that list. So I had to make amends to myself as well. That was quite a concept to grasp for me, and so very rewarding. I think that's all I had to say on step 9.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about step 9 in Al-Anon.